Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Who said that? I cannot even. Yeah, Kirby Johnson of the Johnson & Johnson beauty empire. Yep, She is one of those rich kids on Instagram. Don't be taking Kirby's beauty advice because she's getting paid. Trust fund, baby.
What if I like revealed right now that I'm heir to Johnson & Johnson?
I mean, are you?
I feel like this could be a great movie. Girl finds out at 34 years old she's an heir to like a giant beauty fortune.
Can you like follow up on that?
I want to be like, hello, Mr. Johnson and Johnson, Mrs. Johnson and Johnson. I don't even know.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Well, we said we weren't gonna be back.
Such Capricorns, my goodness.
But we had to record some ad reads. And then we started talking and I was thinking, why is this not being recorded? This should be an episode.
I know. Matt was listening to our anniversary episode of us interviewing each other and he was just like, you guys are just so fun to listen to.
That's adorable.
I know. I was like, you listened to the whole thing? He was like, yeah, it was just so much fun.
Patrick said that was his favorite episode, that he loved it.
Aw. We have such supportive partners that aren't sick of us yet. That's nice.
Not yet.
Kirby, you were just sharing a wife.
Okay. I was just sharing a wife. Y'all, I gotta tell you, these two-faced pomade and a pencil, this is good shit right here, y'all. I feel like we've talked about a lot of brow products this year, which I guess makes sense because for all of last year, we were masking it up.
The brow is back, baby.
Yeah, brows back. Remember when everyone thought they needed Cara Delevingne brows? Remember that?
I mean, I thought I did. And if you look at my pictures from a few years ago, it was a very thick brow. It was too much. It was simply too much.
Some people can pull off a giant caterpillar brow. Cara Delevingne is one of them. I am not.
Like 5 people can.
Yeah. I actually look better with a thinner brow, and I know that's going to upset a lot of you and maybe trigger some PTSD, but I really do look better with a thinner brow. I actually look better with a blonde brow.
Mm.
Did I ever tell you that I used to bleach my eyebrows in college.
Oh my God.
I know. Young Kirby was psychotic. She went and would pick up the Sally Hansen mustache bleach.
Oh dear.
And would put it on her brows. And literally I would have like a rash around my brow.
Of course.
And my brows were literally like, I mean, it was like circa Britney Spears 2003 hair situation.
That Sally Hansen mustache bleach, I hope that they no longer make that product because I had like burns around my mouth from that.
I also don't understand the point. Like, I used it on my mustache and it would literally bleach my skin, but not my mustache hair. It would look like I had a got milk mustache around my lips.
Yeah, and it was painful. Why didn't anyone just tell us it was okay to shave? Like, just use a Tinkle, use a razor.
Yeah, I really, really wish. Okay, anyways, so Too Faced came out with a bunch of brow products.
I was also very impressed with their latest offerings.
Okay, so these launched this month, and I like all the products. I love the pomade and a pencil. It looks like a pen. It's ergonomic, like it has a little heart at the end, so it's kind of like a triangle, so they try to make it ergonomic for your fingers. So unlike a brow pencil that, you know, is meant to give you those hair strokes, I like this because it really is just about filling in bald spots, which is my biggest problem. And Sarah and I were talking about this.
Biggest problem.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to fill in the bald spots. I actually don't want my brow to look super put together and tailored anymore. I want it just to look really natural and fluffy and all that good stuff. And I love the Kosas products. Like, we've waxed poetic about the Kosas brow stuff. Like, it's so, so good. I also turned my mom onto the Kosas brow products, so.
Yes, Janet.
Like, she went to Sephora to buy more. But this pomade, it fills in nicely. You don't have to use a ton of it. Like, it looks very natural on. It comes in a boatload of colors. And it just gives the brow the shape that you want without it having to be this, like, very structured brow situation that can be a little bit overwhelming with a pencil.
Yes.
Sarah and I were talking about this before we got on. And I don't want to speak for Sarah, but I personally cannot emulate brow strokes that stay all day. Like, nope. I can do it at the beginning of the day, but then as the day wears on, it starts to move. It starts to bleed, kind of. Like, it just becomes more fuzzy than precise.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. Like, only Jared Bailey can achieve those really fine strokes with a pencil on me. I don't know if I'm just too aggressive or heavy-handed or if it's just the wrong pencil that I'm using, but I agree that this pomade and a pencil, it makes it very effortless to do your brows. Like Kirby was saying, it's not, you know, the microbladed brow look or the like super Instagram brow look. Like, this is just like your brows, you're filling it in, you want it to look like your brows, just with no missing holes.
Yeah, exactly. And they launched three products for this brow drop. So they call it bold brow energy, which is so funny because, like, we're saying it's the opposite. We're like, it's very effortless. I mean, you can go bold if you want. So there's pomade and a pencil, what we're talking about, which is $23. Brow wig, which is a brush-on fluffy brow gel. I did try this and I did like it. I will say that, like, out of all of the brow gels I've ever tried that have a tint to it, this is probably, like, the most opaque one. So this is definitely, like, this might be, like, the only product you use on your brows. Like, you're not going to go in and fill in a little bit and then add this later. Like, I think this is, like, an all-in-one. Mm-hmm. I also like that it has more of, like, a tapered brush to it. It's more of a Christmas tree shape, and it's a little bit longer and thinner than most of the brow gels that I've tried. Have you tried it?
I have tried it. I love brow gels. I remember liking it, but I need to go back, really study what my brow looks like after I use it. But yeah, I am impressed by all of the products in this collection. And I think they had a previous brow collection or product, but they've discontinued them. And then they're coming in strong, coming in hot with these guys.
Okay, cool. And then, yeah, there is one more product, this the Super Fine Brow Detailer. It's just a slim brow pencil. It reminds me of precisely my brow in that it's super thin, but then the tip reminds me of Goof Proof.
Got it. Yeah, that is a good point. I want all our Glamgelinos to start calling in and share their wifes with us.
Yeah, please. If you have a wife, by all means, share it. I would say treat this like this is your big break. So, like, we don't want to ramble, okay? Like, we got to make these snappy.
Like, pretend you're on the pod with us and you're sharing your hot take on your wife. Call the hotline. Pretend like Kirby and I are interviewing you. You're a guest on the pod. Share your wife of the day.
It can be a tried and true favorite that you just keep buying, or it can be something that you tried recently that you're like, okay, I know everyone has seen this on Instagram ads, but truly it is the best.
Wife it up.
Wife it up.
All right, you guys, call our hotline, 424-341-0426. We've been getting lots of great messages.
We have. And if you call about something and ask, it might be included in an episode, like Grace Ann, who called about New Face last week. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we have Tara on the podcast on Friday.
It's like she knew, Grace Ann.
Is there any beauty news that we need to cover? I feel like so much is happening in the beauty world, but also it's summer. It's like dog days of summer. We're just kind of, okay, that happened. I know that there was like the recall. So Neutrogena and Aveeno, out of an abundance of caution, they recalled some of their sunscreen SKUs. So if you use any of those products, I would just go online. They're readily available and see what's being recalled so you can, you know, move forward with either getting a refund or whatever you need to do. The reason why they're recalling it is because benzene was found. I know Sarah and I talked about this and we were a little concerned. Now we're seeing more people start to dish on what this is and what's happening. And the biggest takeaway I learned from all of it is that benzene is not an ingredient you actively add to a sunscreen. It is a contaminant. The Valisher labs that like did this audit of all of these brands and found the benzene, it wasn't clear if the brands that had it in their products just overtly avoided including it in their inky list, or they didn't realize it. And as more information is coming out, it seems like this is like a contamination issue. So they were not made aware. And that's kind of how this has gone down. So I don't know. What are your thoughts, Sarah?
You know, I cannot keep up, Kirby. I do think, like you said, they're doing it out of an abundance of caution. I feel like people are freaking out sort of unnecessarily. Like, everyone just needs to like take a deep breath, calm down. And if, you know, you have in possession a Neutrogena sunscreen, Aveeno sunscreen, like, don't use it, but don't freak out that you have been using it. And should you need some other sunscreen recommendations, might I suggest you listen to our sunscreen episode that we did in partnership with Ulta a couple weeks ago. But I think it's great that because of social media, because of the internet, we have access to all of this news and all of these updates. And, you know, brands are forced to be transparent. But I feel like it just, everyone freaks out a little bit too much, I think.
Yeah. And I always try to get to the root of, you know, why somebody may be freaking out. And it always goes back to freaking MLMs. It always goes back to MLMs. I'm not saying this to exaggerate. This is the God's honest truth. Anytime you see something about these are cancerous sunscreens, it's like some horrible graphic that looks like graphic design is my passion in like fourth grade, with a bunch of pictures of drugs, literally every drugstore sunscreen known to man. And then it's like, all these sunscreens are cancerous, but guess what? I sell one from Beauty Counter and it doesn't have cancer. No cancer found. So buy it now. And you can only buy it from me, by the way. And it's like, maybe if your alarmist messaging didn't finish off with, so buy this instead, I may be able to take it more seriously.
Absolutely.
But like, that's kind of where I sit. And you know what else is starting to resurge right now is the DMDM Hydantin drama that we spoke about in March. So remember how it was like everyone was like shitting on Tresemme? They were like, yeah. Tresemme's, we got a class action lawsuit against Tresemme because our hair is falling out.
Yeah.
So the Monat women have been on that train for a really long time because they really want to sell their Monat products, right? And I'm not saying that these issues were created by these brands or people. But what I'm saying is that
They have like hopped onto it and attached themselves.
It's opportunistic, yes. And mm-hmm. so there's a bunch of misinformation floating around about that. Now, I have to say this. This is like kind of a little bit sad because it's my name, but Johnson & Johnson is having a rough go of it this year.
Rough go, unfortunately.
Like Candy Johnson, you know, she had an OGX collab, and I guess like OGX apparently uses DMDM Hydantin or whatever maybe in some of their products. And someone, I guess, reached out to Candy and was like, my daughter uses your products and it has this ingredient that makes people's hair fall out. And of course, like Candy is a content creator. She doesn't like, she's not a reporter. She's not a cosmetic chemist. She's a Cancer. She's like deeply emotional. Like, oh my God, is my product.
She's a mother.
She's a mother. So she's like trying to, you know, talk to everyone. And so she posted on Instagram and was like, hey, everyone, this is like the first I've ever heard about this. I had no idea what this ingredient was or what it is, but I'll definitely be looking into it. And so I commented and I'm like, hey, boo, there's like really no reason to freak out about this. I gave the explanation, you know, as to why, like, yes, DMDM or whatever, Hydantoin in the class action lawsuit is because that ingredient exists in the product. But that ingredient alone in the dosage does not guarantee that everybody that uses it has their hair fall out. It's like almost having an allergy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Someone commented and was like, well, yeah, you can say that because your last name's Johnson. I'm like, I wish I was getting some Johnson & Johnson motherfucking money, okay?
Who said that? I cannot even. Yeah, Kirby Johnson of the Johnson & Johnson beauty empire. Yep, mm-hmm. She is one of those rich kids on Instagram. Don't be taking Kirby's beauty advice because she's getting paid. Trust fund, baby.
What if I, like, revealed right now that I'm heir to Johnson & Johnson?
I mean, are you?
I feel like this could be a great movie. Like, girl finds out at 34 years old she's an heir to like a giant beauty fortune.
Can you like follow up on that?
I want to be like, hello, Mr. Johnson and Johnson, Mrs. Johnson and Johnson. I don't even know either.
Oh my God, the internet is so funny. People are so funny. Speaking of Tresemme, if you live in California, if you live in LA and you are a California-based essential worker, Tresemme is offering free hair color services at 901 Salon.
I saw that.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
So 901 is Nikki Lee and Rihanna Capri's salon. You know, they do literally every famous blonde or, you know, any celebrity who gets their hair colored in LA, that's where they go. So if you are an essential worker, definitely hit them up, get your hair done. I know it's like a first come, first serve basis. So I, you know, by the time this episode comes out, I don't know how many spots will still be available, but might as well try calling and get your hair did, guys.
That's incredible. I love that they're doing that. I hope more places follow suit.
Yeah. It's been kind of slow news, but we didn't talk about how Kylie Cosmetics and KKW Beauty are going through a rebrand.
Yes. Okay. So there's so much drama around this that I don't know if I necessarily believe, but Kylie said that she reformulated because she wanted like vegan and clean beauty products. And Kim made a very similar announcement. Like, okay, it's time for sustainable packaging.
Yep, like very shortly after.
Yes, yes. Someone said the reason why they're doing this is because Seed Beauty sued them. Because remember that whole drama about them selling to Coty?
Mm-hmm.
I know we discussed this, and honestly, the details are not very clear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, people are speculating that these rebrands, quote unquote, these reformulations are a result of Seed Beauty suing them because they took their proprietary information and like started working with Coty. So
that would make sense to me. But again, we don't know. Kirby and I don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure. I honestly feel like, I don't know. I'm not passionate about one side or the other. I don't know if it happened, if that happened or not. And honestly, I don't really care because I don't really care about those products. Like,
I know. And then, you know, Kylie's launching, not Kylie Baby, but something around that
Isn't it called Kylie Baby?
So according to Glossy, Kylie Jenner will be launching a new brand for her daughter Stormy. The new label is not Kylie Baby, which is another baby brand that she recently announced on Instagram. I don't know what's happening.
So is Stormy, are they saying that Stormy is going to have her own brand and it's a baby brand because it's Stormy?
But it's different from Kylie Baby. What's the difference?
I don't know.
And then also, I feel like Kimberly is just trying to like get KKW Beauty to like still exist, but not really, so she can focus on Skims.
I know it makes sense for Kim to have her own beauty brand because when I think of contouring and like the rise of that, I just remember that face where she was like in the back of a car.
Totally.
Looking like a lion, you know, and it makes sense. But honestly, that brand does not feel like a Kim Kardashian brand to me. It doesn't feel like on her level. It feels so below her.
I know. She really should have just worked with Mario, done it in collaboration with him. Of course, not called it KKW. And then, yeah, had like Mario be like the creative director behind it or something, artistic director.
She should have just invested all of her money in makeup by Mario.
Yeah.
And then gone hard on that because like his stuff is so good. I love literally all of it. I think it's legit like a perfect brand. I can't wait to see what else he comes out with.
I know. But anyways, that's the new news on the Kardashian-Jenner front.
Yeah. Do you have any products you want to shout out?
Well, I guess I could also plug that Refinery29 had our Summer Beauty Innovator Awards. So it was the first time we did a summer edition and we voted in three categories. So sun protection, tinted lip balm, and nails. One product that won an award that I was really impressed by is a brand called Tomato, and it's a nail polish brand. It is a zero irritant nail polish formula. I think it's LA-based or it's California-based, but it is a great alternative if you have sensitive skin or if you are that person that's looking for like a natural polish formula, if you're pregnant or again, if you have like really sensitive skin and regular nail polish irritates you. It is odorless and it's water-based, which is really, really interesting. It smells almost like it has food coloring in it, but it doesn't have the chemical smell of nail polish, but it really performs like in pigment. Like it's really, really pretty on and it has a lot of really fun colors. It's expensive is the only thing. It's like $22 a bottle, but I feel like if you're on the market for a natural polish, like this is one that I feel like is really innovative and doing cool things. So yeah, that one I've been pretty impressed with.
Ooh, I like the name, Tomato.
Tomato, I know. And the packaging is really chic.
I think I've seen it. That's ringing a bell for me.
Yeah, you've probably seen it. I also have been trying the Ami Colay products.
Oh, I'm so jealous. How are they? Just bomb?
Just so good. Like my skin looks so good. You have to get their tinted moisturizer.
Yeah.
The lip oil is also really beautiful. And then the highlight. It all reminds me of like Chanel Beauty, but a little bit more like modern. And of course, like very much catered to deeper skin tones. But it's really beautiful. You would really enjoy it very much.
Okay. I also want to shout out one more thing that I actually posted about. I think it's so good. And this is a small business and I want to give them their shine. So I was sent product from a company called Lip Gloss Boss.
Oh, yes.
A couple of years or like maybe last year. And their like hero product is this lip gloss that is called a Balmy Gloss. And they have it in a tube and you put it on. It's a little bit difficult to get out of the tube because it truly is like a balmy consistency. It's not super goopy like a gloss. Mm-hmm. And so when you put it on, it has like this minty feel to it, but it's really, really pretty. It's like a different, I kind of thought of that particular product as a different way to utilize a balm instead of it being like a bullet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The founder sent me a tin of the Balmy Gloss that they're starting to carry it in. And I used it with a little tiny lip brush I took from like a Laneige product. I'm freaking obsessed with this gloss. This is unlike any other gloss I've ever used. It does not feel sticky. like, I just kept rubbing my lips together because my lips felt so, like, plump and smooth. And what I really like about it is if you wear lip liner or lipstick and you're, like, you start to notice those lines mm-hmm. in your lips, especially mm-hmm. with, like, matte stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I love a lot of matte lipsticks, but I always will put a gloss on top because I want it to be more shiny and not focus so much on my lip lines. This just makes them disappear. And you have this, like, perfectly plump pout. It's $14.
It looks really, really good. Like, I was watching your Instagram story.
It is so good. It just, I can't, there's no way to describe it. I feel like it photographs well. So if you are a photographer or a makeup artist, like, get it for your kit.
Can you use it as, like, a highlight too?
Oh yeah, you can put it on different parts of your face. So, like, if you want, like, more of, like, a wet highlight, you can mm-hmm. put it on your cheek, you can put it on your lids.
I feel like something about it being in a tin reminds me of, like, middle school and high school.
You know what it reminds you of? It reminds you of cargo.
Yes, that's what it reminds me of. Like, remember, like, pulling it out of your pocket and, like, going, like, rubbing it with your middle finger and then, like, doing the in-between class?
Yeah, and this one's so small, like, it's way smaller than the cargo ones. Mm. But I hope that they come out with more shades of it. It's literally $14, and the founder DM'd me and was like, if anybody that follows you wants a discount, use code GLOSS and you'll get 20% off.
Oh, so yeah.
Do
That's
it.
That's amazing.
Before we go, I'd like to shout out two things. We have a giveaway still happening for you and a friend on our Instagram. Go to Los Angeles Pod on Instagram and enter to win a New Face Trinity set.
Woo!
That means literally not just the Trinity, the big mama, but all of the attachments, so the LED attachment and the prongs, plus the two new activators, the hydrogel and the sculpt moisturizer. And if you win, you get to decide which one of your friends also gets that set.
It's such a good giveaway.
Please enter to win that. We hope you love it. And then we'll be back with a new guest episode this Friday. Woo woo!
It's a really good one.
It is a good one. Anyways, hope you all enjoyed this. No, it was a little surprise, but we figured why not? Let's just do it. All right, talk to you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.